Hey, it's Paul. Sunday, March 1st, 2026. Three different projects today, three completely different domains, and all three surfaced the same problem. Something that had been running fine, without errors, without complaints, for weeks or months turned out to be wrong, not broken. Wrong. There's a difference. Broken is easy. Broken throws an error. Broken stops the build. Broken sends you an alert at 2 a.m. You fix broken things because they demand your attention. Wrong is quiet. Wrong keeps running. Wrong passes your tests, serves your pages, processes your data. Wrong looks exactly like right until the day the context shifts and you finally see what was there the whole time. Here's the first one. A blog I run, a Hugo site, had been silently publishing 2,098 raw images, full resolution PNGs, Dolly outputs, WordPress import artifacts. Every one of them was being served to every visitor who happened to request them. No error, no warning. Hugo was doing exactly what it was designed to do, publish everything in the content directory as a web resource. The images weren't referenced anywhere. No template called them. No post linked to them. They just existed publicly, consuming 1.8 gigabytes of build output. And I didn't notice because the site loaded fine. The pages I looked at rendered correctly. The images I cared about showed up. The problem was invisible because I was only looking at what I expected to see. The extra 2,098 images weren't in my mental model of the site, so they weren't in my attention. They occupied space, consumed bandwidth, slowed builds, but they never produced an error, so they never produced a reason to look. Once found, the fix took an afternoon. Deleted the orphans, moved the real images into an asset pipeline, cut the output from 1.8 gig to 82 megabytes, a 95% reduction. The system had been carrying 20 times its necessary weight, and the only reason I found it was because I happened to be in the neighborhood for a different task. Second one. A content discovery platform I'm building uses AI to score articles for relevance. The scoring worked like this. Collect search results, send them all to Claude in one prompt, ask it to return a JSON array with a relevant score for each one. Clean, efficient, one API call. This worked great for months. 30 results, perfect scores every time. 50, still fine, a little slower but reliable. Then a user needed international content. We added multi-country search, 7 countries, same queries. Suddenly, we're sending 232 results in a single prompt and asking for a 232-element JSON array back. It collapsed. Not gracefully, not with an error you could catch and retry. The model just couldn't reliably produce a JSON array that large within its output limits. Elements got dropped, indices misaligned, scores attached to the wrong articles. The system was still running. No crashes, no timeouts, but the data coming out was wrong. Here's what's important. The batch scoring approach was always architecturally fragile. It embedded an assumption that the model could produce arbitrarily large structured outputs. That was never true. At 30 results, the assumption happened to hold. At 232, it didn't. The approach didn't break at scale. It was broken at every scale. We just couldn't see it yet. The fix was to score each result individually. Simpler, more reliable, more expensive per call, but with a model cheap enough that it doesn't matter. And the new architecture doesn't have a hidden ceiling. It works at 30 results, 232 results, or 2,000 results because it never depends on the model holding the whole collection in its head at once. Third one. I run a development pipeline where AI agents implement features autonomously on separate branches. Each agent works in its own isolated copy of the code base. They don't know about each other. They build their feature, test it, submit it. With one agent, this is perfect. Clean branch, clean merge, no conflicts. Today, I ran two agents on two different features. Both features needed to modify the same 6 files, configuration, data models, rendering, tests. Each agent did its work correctly. Each branch was internally consistent. And when it came time to merge both into the main code base, there were 30 conflicts across 6 files. Nobody did anything wrong. Both agents produced correct code. The problem was that the system assumed independence, that features could be developed in parallel without coordination. And at one agent, that assumption held trivially. At two agents touching the same code, it broke. The fix was manual integration. Read both diffs, understand what each agent changed, apply them in sequence. Not elegant, not scalable, but it worked for today. The deeper fix, which I haven't built yet, would require the agents to be aware of each other's work, or a smarter merge strategy that understands semantic conflicts, not just textual ones. So here's the pattern. In each case, the problem existed from day one. The orphaned images were published from the first build. The batch scoring assumption was fragile from the first prompt. The independence assumption in the merge pipeline was wrong from the first agent. None of these were introduced by a recent change. None of them were regressions. They were original sins, design decisions that encoded assumptions about scale, and scale hadn't yet arrived to test them. This is the thing that makes me uncomfortable, because if three separate systems built at different times for different purposes all harbored silent problems that only became visible under new conditions, how many more are sitting in systems I'm not currently stress testing? The answer, obviously, is a lot, and not just in my systems, in yours too. Every organization has processes that work at current load, approval chains that handle current volume, communication patterns that function at current team size, reporting structures that make sense at current complexity. And embedded in every one of those processes is a set of assumptions about scale that nobody's written down and nobody's tested, because there's been no reason to. Everything's running fine. Running fine is the most dangerous status report in any system. It means nobody's looking. And nobody's looking because there's no signal telling them to look. The signal only arrives when the assumption breaks, and by then you're not debugging a design decision, you're fighting a fire. I don't have a clean prescription for this. You can't stress test everything preemptively. You'd never ship anything. But I think there's a practice worth cultivating, a habit of asking when something works, what assumption is this depending on, and what would make that assumption false? Not as a paranoid exercise, as a genuine curiosity. The batch scoring worked because the result set was small. What if it weren't? The orphaned images didn't matter because nobody checked the build size. What if the build got slow? The single agent pipeline merged cleanly because there was no contention. What if there were two? You won't catch everything, but you'll catch the ones that matter, because you'll start seeing the assumptions instead of seeing through them. The things running fine in your system right now aren't neutral. They're either genuinely sound or they're wrong in a way you can't see yet, and you won't know which until something changes. The question is whether you'll be the one who changes it on your terms at your pace, or whether the change finds you. That's it for today. Talk to you tomorrow.